99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
So this father wants to know if he's the jerk here. He jumped on Reddit and he writes, "My only child," and he put this in quotes, "Diana, and her now husband, they were getting married. Now, they decided that due to the pandemic and everything, a couple weeks ago, they were just going to take a trip for the two of them and elope. I was very happy for them and honestly glad to not have to deal with the stress of wedding planning." He goes on and says, "I had $35,000 set aside for her wedding in an account that I had for a long time." I know.
I mean, that would have been a really great wedding.
All right. "After she told me the news, I was thrilled to be able to put that money to another use. My car's been having some trouble lately, so I decided to just treat myself and get a new car in cash with the wedding fund. I paid about $30,000 for it, and with the rest of the money, my wife and I decided we were going to take our own little getaway. I didn't think this was going to be controversial. Then, this past weekend, Diana was over and asked, since I didn't have to pay for the big wedding, if they could get the money to use it towards a down payment for a new house."
Oh.
"I told her, hey, sorry, but that's how I paid for my new car and how we're going to be paying for our upcoming vacation. To say that she was upset is an understatement."
Oh, wow. Yeah, she thought that money was hers no matter what.
Yeah, he says, I'm a blue collar guy. She knew that I had money put aside for her wedding. It was something we talked about when she first got engaged over a year ago, but it's come up at times before that too. Just something I planned on doing because I had a daughter. And I never told her that it was a fund for her to use on whatever. I paid for her college and planned on paying for her wedding. But beyond that, I didn't plan on paying her way through life. So, am I the jerk here?
I mean, my inclination is no. And I'm also coming from the standpoint that, yeah, he paid for her college. She gets to start life, like, debt-free with her education, you know. So, I don't think she should be entitled to use that money any way she wants. I mean, he had earmarked it for a wedding. He was going to give her an amazing party. They went another direction. I think dad's totally in the right to be able to spend his money that he saved any way he wants. I saved half of my wedding. Like, I paid for half of my own wedding. So that's kind of like where my head's at too. But you have three daughters. So what about you, Ben? What if this was you?
Well, first of all, I hear about this father setting aside $35,000 for his daughter's wedding. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be a little short. I'm going to be a little short. You know what? If all three of you want to elope, that's great. That's fantastic. But you know what? I mean, I agree with you. I think that he is, it's his money. And yes, I mean, he didn't give her $35,000 and say, hey, this is to be used on your wedding.
He said, this is your budget for a wedding.
He said, I have this set aside to use for your wedding. But then when she didn't have a wedding and it's still his money, like I'm like, yeah, okay. I get that she may be upset, and I think she's okay. I think she's within her right to be a little upset that, oh, I thought this was my money. Like,
well, yeah, she should have clarified though, like, hey, even though we're not having a wedding, do I still get that? Like, she should have asked that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm going to go back and say that, yes, even though it's within her right to be a little upset that, hey, this isn't, I thought that was my money. I don't think she, or I don't think he's the jerk here. I mean, I think that, you know, me as a dad and saving up all this money, for maybe one of my daughter's weddings or something like that. If I'm in that situation and they don't get married, yes, in the back of my head, I'm like, I got two other daughters. Maybe I'm using some of that money or using all that money on something else, you know.
Well, sure, but I guess he's not in that situation.
No,
Joy asked a really good question, like, what kind of a wedding gift did he get her? Don't know.
I mean, he got her college. He got her college tuition.
Yeah, he did get her college. She does not have to pay for, which is a huge blessing.
So Megan brings up, and she's kind of on the other side. She says, I think that he should have at least given her some as a wedding gift, especially since he had saved all of that. I don't think he should have given all of it to her, but it would have been nice had he given her a good wedding gift. Yeah, a lot of people are like, hey, what did you get her for a wedding gift? So
that's true. I could see that. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of blowing all of it on him, like, hey, give her a little bit and say, here you go. Here's a nice gift. You guys can use it on maybe a honeymoon or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they eloped. So right. Maybe it was like maybe a honeymoon/wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. Myra's like, heck no. What an ungrateful daughter. She should have spoke to him about that before she eloped. Yeah. You know, I mean, there is a little bit of that. You're a princess. Let's cut it out. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
there is that feeling.
Let's check yourself a little bit. So anyways, yeah, I got to think that he's not the jerk here, that.
Yeah.
That he was
a really generous dad to like save that much that he was just going to throw her this like huge party and then he didn't have to. And yay. All right. Let's repurpose this. I need some stuff.
This is interesting. A text rolls in. He absolutely should have given that money to his daughter. Shame on him.
Ooh. Oh, I kind of need to know. Is this a daughter?
Is this right for sure? All right, interesting thought there. If you want to chime in, you always can at Ben and Kelly Show. So yeah, this dad who has a daughter, his only daughter, who eloped rather than get married, had set aside $35,000 for her wedding when she didn't get and have a wedding. He decided, you know what, I'm going to buy a car and I'm going to take a vacation with that money. She got mad because she was thinking, you know, I could use that money for a down payment on a new house with my new husband there. So
they clearly didn't have that conversation about whether, you know, defining whether that money is just flat out hers to use in any way she wants, or if it was just, you know, hey, this is the budget for a wedding that, you know, I'll help pay for if you want to go that route. And Emily texted in and she said, my perception is that if he said that was for her wedding, it was her money, whether it was an elopement or whether it was a big wedding, mm-hmm. and that he had put that money aside specifically for that reason. Or maybe he could have said, hey, since your wedding plans have shifted, I'm happy to help you and put some money down for your house. So yeah, I think clearly they just didn't talk about it.
Yeah, Jay said, I would say that if the dad had put the money in an account with her name on it, then she would have every right to be upset because he physically gave it to her. But if the money was in his account and he said, I have this money allotted, then, you know, she needs to back down. So
yeah, like, this is your budget. Let's not go over this number for your wedding, period. But we haven't discussed about any other uses for the money. And now I'm thinking, because we have college funds set up for the kids. So now I feel like we need to have like parameters. Like, if they say, hey, we don't want to go to college, can I have the money anyway? Like, we need to have that conversation. Like,
to backpack,
is this just
across
money we're
Europe
just going to give them? Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't know about all that. So that's given me now making my mind spin about we need to have these conversations.
Matthew texted and said, yeah, my hubby has a son. We're financially set. However, he's very entitled and has been advised that we as his parents are good, but he as child is broke.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Most people said that, you know what? He's not the jerk here. Communication would have been good. And I feel like if we were to take one word out of every single one of these group therapy scenarios or situations, it's communication.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Especially when, you know, he paid for her college. Mm-hmm. I think that was the other thing too, is he set her up to start her life as an adult debt free. And so I think just needed a little clarification on whether that $35,000 was just a gift for you, or if it was just for your wedding. And since you didn't have one, I would like to use it for something else.
There you go. Ben and Kelly.